Savior, full of pity, love, and power.
I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in His arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms.
And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew chapter 26, verses 40 through 41. Hello, everyone. I'm Chaplain John McTernan. And this is our Monday night Bible teaching and prayer night. So let's see. I'm checking here. I got to get into Uber Conference. And there's Pastor Fred. Hello, Pastor Fred.
Hello. How did you see him?
Well, it's a caller coming in from Riverhead, New York.
Oh, really? Okay. How are you today?
Good. Good. And we've had an enormous amount of rain in the last 2 weeks, uh-huh. And we haven't had any, like, high winds, you know, big gusts of wind, but trees are just all over the place, just falling over from the soil being so wet.
Oh, wow. The rain is needed.
My son lost the tree in his backyard yesterday.
Oh, no damage?
No. The Lord blessed him. The tree kind of went up against the house, you know, It just kind of brushed against the house when it came down.
Wonderful. Well, that's the Lord's protection.
Amen. Amen. All right.
I don't know whether we should have the Bible study with what's going on in the world.
I'm with you on that.
I don't know whether because all they had to do was break a window in the Tel Aviv embassy of the U.S. That was enough to get us in bunker busters and everything else over there. I feel that's where we are at. What do you think?
Well, that aircraft, the Nimitz aircraft carrier battle group is on the way, Frank Speed. Yeah, it's a plane.
Well, the bombers left yesterday, and the tankers.
So,
and why are they telling people to go out of Tehran?
Because I guess they're going to destroy it. There's a lot of infrastructure in there, and apparently they're going to Israel's going to destroy the infrastructure.
Well, I just feel that the president said, our president said that if they touch anything American, that that was it. And if it was a ballistic missile or a or just a drone, what was it that hit the embassy in?
I'm sure it was a missile, Fred. I don't think they've got one drone through.
Well, if they've sent a missile into our embassy, that's it. They've crossed the line, and we should be in prayer.
Sure. Yeah, I'm all with you. Yeah. Let's open with a general prayer. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you that from all over the country and really all over the world, we can get together and pray, Lord. And Lord, we know, according to your prophetic word, that that Iran is not going to survive to destroy Israel. Iran will be with Russia in the next war, but it will not have the capability of destroying Israel. So we thank you for that. Thank you for your prophetic word, Lord. It's like a blueprint out there for us to follow, Lord. And things are really coming into play now. In a big sense, with Iran, it had to come into play, Lord. Israel had to move because of their building a nuclear weapon, and they would use it, Lord. They definitely would use a nuclear weapon against Israel. So you're stopping them. So we praise you, and I ask that they're stopped completely, Lord, that you give Israel everything it needs to completely disarm Iran. We thank you. We praise you. And, you know, what an honor, Lord, it is to be able to put this all together from your word, see the hour we live in, Lord. We're not in darkness, but we're in the light. And we thank you, thank you, thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you want to quote some of the scriptures concerning Iran, Persia?
Well, really, there's not much. Well, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, but Elam, let me go to Jeremiah 49. And Iran is in two sections. Ancient Persia is... there's mountains that run along the Persian Gulf there. And from those mountains to the Persian Gulf is ancient Elam. And from the mountains east is ancient Persia. So Elam is mentioned in Ezekiel 49, 34 through 39. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might." That's the weapons now. The bow is the weapons. "And upon Elam I will bring the four winds of the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them towards all those winds. And there shall be no nation whither the outcast of Elam shall not come. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before them that seek their life. And I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger, saith the Lord. And I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. And I will set..." Now, this is interesting. "And I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from hence the kings and princes, saith the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again captivity of Elam, saith the Lord. So there's not much, Pastor Fred, at all until, you know, Ezekiel 38 and 39, Persia is mentioned, but it's not like a big player. The big player is Magog. Gog is the prince or the king, and Magog is the territory.
But I think you covered it well there with what you just read.
Yeah. And you look at the Psalm 83 war, and Iran's not mentioned at all. The Persia's not mentioned at all. Elam is not mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So Elam could very well, the destruction of Elam could precede the Psalm 83 war, which is kind of on hold now. I look at the Psalm 83 war as the first war there with Hamas and all. So very well could be Elam is finished off, and then the next war springing up will be the Psalm 83 war. And then after that, Ezekiel 38 and 39.
And this is not a typical war like troops against troops. It's missiles against missiles. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's real high tech. Yeah. You know what it's like, Fred? In World War II, the big naval battles were aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
And they never saw each other, you know? But it's a naval battle, but it wasn't the big guns on the ships and all. It was aircraft carriers, planes sinking aircraft carriers and ships. And this is like the same thing. You've got all these missiles now firing from one nation to another, and there's no army on the ground.
The other thing is the Iranians, even though they're marvelous people, the military has, they've used all the other proxies to do their dirty work, and they felt that they were kind of, protected.
Yes.
But now they're not protected in any way, shape, or form. It's remarkable that a country that has so much armament is not able to retaliate. Is it because of a psychology or an understanding that the Lord's with Israel, and that they know they can't? I don't know what it is, but it is such something different, isn't it? It's one thing to use someone else for your battles, which they can be very vicious. It's just the same thing with a divorce or with a breakup in a family. It's never the principal partners that are really the worst. It's the people who come in on the side. And so the proxies have been used, and they're the emotional ones and the killers. But the Iranians themselves in their own military, they haven't been able to win many, much, have they, in the last 40 years?
No, they haven't. That's very interesting. Iran is a fractured country, and probably the majority of the people don't like the government. It's under control by brutality. So their goal was to have 8,000 missiles and to fire hundreds at a time at Israel and just overwhelm Israel with so many of the missiles getting through. Now they have like 2,000, but they were stopped before they got 8,000, and they were stopped before they could finish their nuclear bomb.
Well, so, let's have some prayer.
Okay.
Father, we thank you for your prompting to cause us to pray and seek your face, for we know that the apple of your eye is Israel. And yet, at the same time, your apple of your eye is all mankind. You would have no man perish, but come to a knowledge of salvation and to receive eternal life. But Lord, you also have given promises to Israel and to the seed of David and to the seed of Abraham. And you've promised to care for them, and you have given to them victories, even though there's been great afflictions and everyone wanting to, the nations close to them wanting to destroy them. You've given them remarkable resilience and understanding to be able to win wars with so little at times, but now you have given them great military might, and here they are on the brink of being able to destroy and overcome a nation that has promised to destroy them, who have made oaths and spoke with their mouths, whose leadership have openly throughout the world said that they want to destroy them. And that same sickness, that same lie, that same hatred of the Jew has been spreading around the world. And we've seen it go like a cancer with our youth in this nation, Lord, in the colleges and that. And we've seen the enemy come with finances and money and teaching. And even now has divided this country. But you're allowing us to protect Israel and allow them to have an understanding of your purposes for them. And so, Father, we pray and seek your face. We know that the president of this America, United States of America, has said that if Iran touch any part of America, and here they have sent a missile into the building that belongs to the USA, which seems to me the man that you've placed in charge of this country is a man of his word, and what he says goes. And so we thank you for him. But Lord, we see that we need your wisdom, and we need your protection and care, and we need, even though we may have a mighty army, Lord, we need for your blessing to be upon us, and for you to protect Israel from all those missiles, protect them from Hamas, protect them from Hezbollah, protect them from the Palestinians, which are right next door, from the Jordanians and the Egyptians, Lord. You have your hand on them. And so we're asking for guidance. We're asking for protection, both for the president, Prime Minister Netanyahu of that nation, and your blessing upon them. And Lord, it appears that you have blessed their military might going against their enemies. It's a story of many of the Psalms, Lord, the sweet psalmist of Israel. David was able to pen so many wonderful psalms showing how you have overcome the enemies of those who would come against God's people, Israel, even in the old days when he wrote those psalms. And many of those psalms today, Lord, are reflective of what you're doing in Israel to the seed of David and to the seed of Abraham and to the seed of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you're doing around the world. We thank you for the baptisms in this country that occurred on Pentecost Sunday throughout the nation. And for the many other ways, Lord, in which you are showing yourself through your Holy Spirit, convicting the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And you're able to do these wonderful, wonderful, your Holy Spirit, in speaking to people in many different countries, in even in Iran, Lord, Iran. You have created a revival there amongst your people. And with the horrible things that they have seen, even when the regime hung up 500 people, hung them, Lord, just recently, months ago, they wanted to bring fear into them. And yet the Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit and through the church and through the work of God's people, have done mighty things. We thank you, Father, for the many that are coming to the Lord in Iran. Give them your peace, Lord. watch over and protect your people and allow them to continue with the revivals that are going on. We pray for those in other countries of the world that have suffered horribly, Lord. In China, many Christians are suffering, Sudan and in Africa, even in Ukraine and Russia. Heavenly Father, hear our prayer concerning Israel. May your hand be upon the leadership. May you guide, and even as we hear from the IDF and from other people who do not even know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, who recognize the miracles day by day that are witnessed and seen, may that draw people to you, Lord. May that draw people to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. May that bring them to the foot of the cross. Heavenly Father, save Jewish people from their misunderstanding of who their Messiah is. Bring them to an understanding, Lord. Use God's people there. Bless the people, the Christians, Lord, in Israel. May there be those who bless them from other parts of the world. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you that we can come to you. We can ask for your guidance for our leadership in this country and in Israel, Lord. Protect them, and may they be able to have complete victory in Hamas, against Hamas. Lord, you have them fighting so many different wars on so many different fronts. Protect them, we pray. Protect the leadership. Protect the Israelis as you have done. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you. And we pray, Lord, for hearing and pray in advance for the many miracles that you will do yet to protect Israel and your people. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else want to pray there, John, on this subject?
Yeah, let me get there. And Sister Kathy, would you like to pray?
Yes. Oh, God, I just agree with Pastor Fred, and thank you so much. And, Lord, just thank you for the effectual, fervent prayer, because we do know it makes a difference. And, Lord, we feel like we're doing all we can do when we pray. And, Father, we lift up Israel, and we thank you for the United States being more pro active now, where it's like there's no question that the Ayatollahs know that Trump is not going to back down from assisting Israel, and that is a good thing. I pray for our military men. I pray for the Christians in Iran. Thank you for their worship. Thank you that they certainly know that their prayers have made a difference, and that Israel is being so careful to not attack human beings as far as the citizens. So thank you so much for that. Lord, we just pray your blessings to just rain down on Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Haifa, just the entire nation of Israel, and bless everyone who has blessed Israel in this. Bless all the prayers that are going up, the effectual, fervent prayer that are in the prayer bowls right now, just filling up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I do, again, as we prayed this morning, pray for the people that are stranded in Israel. Just, Lord, they cannot get out. I'm talking Americans and other nationalities with this mock thing that they thought they were going to just push gay, lesbian, LGBT, and they are stuck there. They are stuck where bombs are going off and lives are threatened, and they're going to have a wake-up call. And so I pray for the Messianic Jews that are out in droves witnessing and bringing the gospel to people who have so far rejected it. But I think it will be a little easier to say the name Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Abba Father International. Thank you, God, for Chaplain John's determination and commitment and faithfulness and compassion and passion for your people. And he's making disciples and of all nations. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for Pastor Fred and his ministry and his life and his children. And just bless everything that concerns Pastor Fred. Thank you for Steve being his armor bearer. And just bless them all, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you have planned for us. And there's so much more to pray, but I know people will cover it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Sister Sharon, would you like to pray?
Yes, I would. So, dear Father God, I also thank you for being able to be here tonight and to pray. It is so important that we are all in prayer right now with everything that is going on in Israel and Iran and that whole area over there. And so, dear Father God, I just first want to thank Pastor Fred coming tonight. And we know that we do need the extra prayer and that he would be able to make up any Bible study any time that we have time. And I just thank him for wanting to do the prayer too. And so, dear Father, and I just want to say thank you for Chaplain John, and he's here, you're safe, and no more trees have tried to fall on the property here and hurt anybody. And I just thank you for that too. And I've been reading several reports today of a lot of heavy, foggy rains around the Texas area, especially Beaumont and stuff. And so we just need to pray for all of our friends, Christians, non-Christians, or whoever. When it comes to weather and things like this, we need to pray for everyone. But dear Father God, I want to thank you. Thank you that you brought us all back here safely tonight so that we could pray. And I know there's many more listening in the background, and that is always a joy to know, too. So, dear Father, I'd like to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we do need this. We need this in a very, very big way. We need to have the Holy Spirit outpoured upon us, dear Father God, and that we can all be together and know you, dear Father God, and just feel that we are here for a reason. And so, dear Father God, I just want to say again, thank you for you wanting us to be here. And that's what we have to remember. You are looking for us to be here to pray to you and stuff. We know that you don't have to knock on the door to get our attention. We should already have our minds set on you. And I do thank you, dear Father, that we can have our minds set on you. And dear Father, I want to thank you for everybody who's a part of Abba Father International. And I want to thank Chaplain John for doing the Vacation Bible School all last week. And that I know he had to get some good joy out of doing that and stuff. And I'm getting more one-on-one communication going with these people at my Shalom Church and stuff. And I just thank you, dear Father, that he's able to do that. But I also look forward to the studies and the preaching that he's going to be doing even tomorrow night. Every night of the week, dear Father God, it's going to be good. It's going to be refreshing, and we just need to hear it, especially about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and about your love, dear Father God. We all need to hear repeatedly about your love. We know that you love us. We know that you came here to die on the cross for us, so that we could go to heaven and be with you. And it's just an amazing, amazing thing that saw happen, and there's more to happen yet. And you read the Bible and the prophecy that it tells us about. It's just amazing. And dear Father God, I just want to again thank you. I want to thank you for allowing us to all come together. And we pray for each other. And dear Father, I pray for all the pastors overseas that we have here in Abba Father International. And Pastor Zephaniah for the lovely pictures today that he posted. And that was very encouraging. So I just thank him for that too. And dear Father God, I just want to again say thank you. And I just want to keep praying about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I want to keep praying about peace in Jerusalem, because Israel is your country, dear Father God. And we have been raised to know that it's your country and that we are to love Israel. And I just say thank you, dear Father. And we're going to keep praying. We're going to keep praying for mercy upon all of us in this situation. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
All right. Okay. Wonderful prayer. Paula Jean?
Yes. It's an important time that we're living in. And Father God, I for whatever reason, today it's been really much in my heart that people here and people around the world who have come to know you and are reading your word and seeking to be used by you, but who have lost that great passion that happens when we first have you as our Lord and Savior, the one where we're filled with the Holy Spirit and going out and freely giving testimony to people and loving to share who you are with others. I pray, Father God, that if that fire has dwindled in any of those hearts, because I know there are times when it's dwindled in mine, and it's not like I'm turning away from you. I just don't have that passion. Father God, I pray that you help us to stir up the embers and keep our fire burning, Father, through the word, through reading the word out loud, through giving testimony, whether we feel like it or not, but if we feel prompted, like you put someone in our path who needs to hear it. Help us love you by being obedient and sharing this testimony, which in turn will stir the joy and keep the embers burning. Father, when your son comes, I don't want anyone to miss the opportunity to be swept up into the clouds with him, simply because they've allowed the embers to die down. They've become kind of pew sitters on the weekends and more like the world during the week. I pray that your Holy Spirit will be reaching out to them as well as to the lost to call them back to their close walk with you, to their deep love of you. It's like, I don't think they get prayed for very much, and I see it happening around me. And so I'm lifting them up to you today, Father God, that they return to their first love, get away from the whatever it is, the pull of the world, and turn back to you and really draw close and let that passion be stirred and their walk with you and obedience to you, following you and giving you the praise and glory. Let that become alive and great so that as your move of the Holy Spirit goes out, Father God, there will be plenty of people ready to disciple those who get touched by you and turned around, given a new life in you. I pray, Father God, you build up that army from everyone that needs to be brought back in. And so many don't realize there's really a battle going on. We need your wake-up call, Father, so that the battle is being won every day, as we need to do, through prayer, through rejection of the lies and the distortions, and through walking with you and helping to save one by one. I lift up all those who are drifting to you to be turned back. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And we have Brother Charles.
Hey, Chaplain, Pastor Fred. Thank you for the prayer so far. I'll go ahead and pray. Lord, we lift up this war to you, Lord, between Israel and Iran. Lord, I pray that, we know whose side you're on, Lord. And, but there are also some innocent Christian Iranians, Lord. I ask that they get spared. But President Trump, Lord, please direct his path and help him to do your will, and wherever that may be. And same with Prime Minister Netanyahu. I pray for strength for both men and wisdom and discernment. And thank you again for all the prayers, Lord. Please, we know that you're hearing us. We're more than two are gathered in your name. You're in the midst. So you're with us, Lord. Thank you for the technology that allows us to do this. And I just thank you for this group. Please bless us and keep us, Lord, and forgive us our sins. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. We have Gigi and Randy. Hello.
I'm here. I am here.
Okay.
Is there anything specific that you'd like me to pray for besides the general kinds of things that we need to lift up?
Are you addressing that to me or Pastor Fred?
Either one of you, or both of you.
All right. Fred, do you have anything specific?
We're praying for Israel right now. And after this, are there many other prayers or not?
One more.
Okay. And if we got time, I'll spend 15 minutes on what I was going to speak about. That's all. Okay. If you want it, you don't have to.
Yeah, oh no, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Pastor Fred, shall I pray for your church and your family?
That's a good idea. I love it. I love it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. And then I will take what John is concerned about. Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you and we lift your name on high. You are the great God of everything. We thank you that even though everything looks like it's falling apart, we know it's falling into place according to your prophetic word. Thank you so much for the encouragement that we receive from your word and from understanding your word. So I want to just lift up Pastor Fred. I want to bless him. We're so grateful that he joins us and he's teaching and he's sharing, Lord. And I want to pray over his church, that there would be an outpouring and that many, many souls would come to you, Lord. And we're praying that they would come in a great number so that your kingdom will be expanded and that it would change the whole area that the church is in and all the surrounding churches that have been joining together with Pastor Fred and his church. And I want to lift up every single person that is there in his church, that you will bless them, guide them, encourage them to not give up, heal those that need to be healed, deliver those who need to be delivered. And if they have broken hearts, please heal their broken hearts, Lord. And we pray that you would put a hedge of protection around the church and all of the people in the church. And we also pray a very special hedge of protection around Pastor Fred and where he's living and his vehicle and his family. Watch over them, Lord, and protect them. And that you give Pastor Fred great rest and comfort, and that you would continue to speak to him in the way that you have been, and that you would lead him and guide him, which I know you already do, but I'm still praying for it. And I also want to pray for his health, that you would keep him strong, that you would keep him healthy, that you would watch over him carefully to protect him, Lord. And we lift up Katie to you, and we're praying that you would encourage her and that you would heal her quickly, Lord, and that she would recover and be strengthened, and that she would know that your presence and your concern for her is real. So we pray that you put a hedge of protection around her as she's getting treatments and coming and going, Lord. And we just pray for encouragement and complete recovery in the mighty name of Jesus. I also pray for his son and the rest of his family members, that you would watch over them and protect them, Lord. And we know that time is short. So we just praise you and we thank you, and we pray that the people that come to the church there would understand that time is short and that they need to know you, Lord, and that there is no other God who will love them, save them, forgive them, and help them. And so we're just praying that you would bring those people there, and it would be a blessing to Pastor Fred and his church, and a blessing to the community, and a blessing to those people that come to you, Lord. And we just thank you and we praise you for everything that you have done and that you're going to do, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And I want to lift up Israel to you. And Lord, we heard a couple of odd reports earlier today. I don't know if they're true or not, but we are praying, Lord, that you would protect the people of Israel and the soldiers and the airplanes and all of the emergency people, and that the people would be able to get into the shelters. I know that there's elderly and ill people, and we want to lift them up. And I know there was an IDF soldier that was killed today. We pray for his family, and that you would protect all of the IDF soldiers, whether they're on the ground, in the air, doing special ops, whatever it may be, Lord. And we know that there are many, many believers in Jesus in Iran. So we pray that you'd have mercy on them, Lord, and that they would thrive despite the fact all of these things are going on. And we thank you for the miraculous kinds of things that have been going on. But we know that there are unusual circumstances maybe in the background that we don't understand. And I didn't have time to check it out, but there's special airplanes. I think we only have two of them in the U.S. And they're perusing the northern states here for any kind of radiation from whatever source. So we pray that you would protect us and watch over us, Lord. And it's so apparent that the enemy is here in the United States trying to divide us, trying to destroy us. But we are praying for an outpouring, Lord, we're praying for an outpouring here, and we're praying for an outpouring in Israel. And I'm praying that you would give the people here in the United States really supernatural knowledge, whether it be a pastor or a doctor or people in government, that you would give them supernatural knowledge of what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. And we pray for protection for the good people in our government. And we want to pray for the pro-life movement. I think they've been getting a lot of resistance. I know in our state they have. So we want to ask for protection for them all over the country in the midst of all these things that are going on. And we pray that there would be nothing left in the darkness, that everything would be revealed in your light for everyone to see very clearly. And I believe that is what you are doing around the world, not just here. So we want to thank you and praise you. It looks like the U.S. may get involved in like a defensive way. So we just pray that you give them great, great wisdom, Lord. And I also want to lift up, I think there were about 200 Christians that were slaughtered either yesterday or today in Nigeria. I don't know where that is. I don't know how close it is to Pastor Abel, but we want to lift up Pastor Abel. It's a very wicked place. And we just pray that you put a hedge of protection around him and around his church and around the Christians there. And we lift up all of Abba Father Fellowship pastors and their situations, and we pray for their protection and their guidance and every kind of provision that they need, Lord. Please watch over them. Give them great, great wisdom. And I lift up John to you, and I pray that you would lead him and guide him, and that whatever he does would be giving you great glory for everything. And we thank you for the ministry that he has had. And we just pray, Lord, we pray that you protect them. Thank you that his son's house was not damaged. And we just ask you to surround them and bless the churches that he goes to, Lord, and help him. Help him in every way that he needs. Give him strength and courage and wisdom and might. And I pray for everyone else that is listening tonight, that you would watch over each and every one of us, that you would heal those of us that are ill and seeking your face. And I pray that all of our family members that are not saved, I know that there's quite a few of us, that they would be saved. Or if they say they're saved, but they're not acting like they're saved, that you would convict them, Lord. Time is very short. And we just want to thank you and praise you in advance for all the things that you are doing. And we can see it, Lord. That's such a privilege. We pray that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We have Sister Rita. And then Fred, we're finished praying. Sister Rita, stay focused on Israel, please.
On Israel? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, dear. Okay. Wait just a minute. Okay. Father, I thank you. I thank you for all that you have provided for me, Father. The water, the food, the clothing, the housing. But more than anything, Father, thank you for dying for my sins on the cross, that I may have life, that I may have it more abundantly. And that I will be seeing you one of these days, Father. I'll be going home one of these days. And I give you thanks for this, Father. I pray, Father, for America. I pray that you will protect and help America, Father, during this time of riots and turmoil that is happening in our major cities. I pray especially for Los Angeles and Seattle, and I pray that you will convict the hearts of these people that are causing these riots, and that they will repent and come to the saving knowledge of your son, Father. I pray, Father, that you put a hedge of protection around the police, ICE, National Guard, the Border Patrol, and the Marines, Father. And I pray, Father, for whoever is funding these riots, I ask, Father, that you would stop them in some way, that you would put roadblocks in front of these people that are funding these riots, and that you would stop them from that. These people will somehow not be able to fund these riots anymore, Father. And Father, I pray for Trump that he would be strong in ordering the protection for our cities, Father, that are having trouble with these anti-American protesters. I pray for a hedge of protection, Father, around Trump, J.D. Vance and his cabinet, Father, for Tom Holman, Marco Rubio, and anyone, Father, that is involved in stopping these riots, Father. Kill and forgive America, Father. And Father, I pray that the unfunding bureau, I think it's in that beautiful bureau that Trump is trying to get through the Senate, I pray that this bill will pass, because in that bill is the unfunding of abortion. And I pray that it will pass the Senate, Father, and that it will go quickly through the houses. And I pray that, Father, that our tax dollars will no longer pay for the killing of babies, Father. And Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel. I pray that you strengthen the people, all the people, all the Jews in Israel, Father. Strengthen them, Father. And I pray for the Christian Jews, Father, in Israel, that they will find their strength in you and your son, Father. And I pray that Israel will turn to you, Father. All the Jews that live in Israel, that they will turn to you, to your son and you, Father, that they'll find their strength in you. And I pray that the bombs that Israel is sending to Iran, Father, will destroy all the nuclear sites and all the other sites that store ammunition. I pray destruction to all these sites, Father. And I pray, Father, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel. And I'm praying for the IDF. I pray that you would help these young men and women, Father, that is laying down their lives for their country. I pray that they will come to know your beloved son as their savior before it is too late, Father. And I pray for Netanyahu that he would also come to know your son and also his wife, Father, that they will come to know your son as their savior. And I ask that they will find strength, that they will go to you for their strength, Father. And Father, I pray that you'll guide and direct Netanyahu in the direction you want him to lead Israel. Strengthen him, comfort him, and encourage him, Father. And Father, I pray for Chaplain John, that you would also guide and direct him in all that he says and what he says and what he writes, Father. And anoint what he says, Father, that many souls would come to the saving knowledge of your son, and many hearts will be healed. And bless Nancy and bless his children, Father, And I pray that you would also bless Chaplain John's marriage. And I pray for Pastor Fred, that you would bless him, strengthen him, comfort him, strengthen, comfort, and encourage Pastor Fred, and that you would also bless his church, Father. I pray that his church will be a beacon in the community that they are in, and that many people will come to their church, and that many souls will come to the saving knowledge of your Son, Father, and many souls would be saved. And Father, I pray that you would bless everyone that is online tonight, that you would strengthen us and encourage everyone, Father. For I pray this in the holy and glorious name of my Lord, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Pastor Fred.
No, I think we've done some good praying for Israel. And how was the baptism in Pakistan this weekend?
It was canceled. Some things fell through and we couldn't do it. So I'm waiting for the new date.
Okay. Well, no, we'll share some later on. I have to get up very early in the
morning. Oh, okay. All right.
Kids. So thank you so much. Well, that was good prayer.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
And I just felt that we need to continue to pray for what's going on with Israel and with our country, for protection and guidance and care, because I believe it's at the cusp of great things.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, thank you for Pastor Fred tonight. I pray he has a good night's sleep. I pray, Lord, that he'll have a blessed day tomorrow and continue to bless the church and Wednesday night and Thursday night, Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. I think it was important that we focus on what's going on with leadership right now. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Lord bless.
God bless you. Okay.
Chaplain John.
Yes.
I'd like to do a very short prayer for Donald Trump with regard to Israel and his guidance from the Father, if that's okay.
Sure.
So, Heavenly Father, as Pastor Fred was speaking, I just sensed that it would be really good to lift up Donald Trump and his relationship with you at this time. There are so many things that he's being called to make serious decisions about. And I pray that you, in this process, be constantly right there, and the Holy Spirit be calling him to look to you for just the right way to respond, especially about those things that you want him to hear from you about. And I pray that this be by your mercy and your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit, that your will be done out of his obedience and looking to you and listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Let me pray. Here, Father, we're looking at monumentous events taking place, and we're offering up lots of prayer that the right thing is going to be done according to your word by President Trump, Lord, concerning Israel. He has been faithful really so far. So I'm asking that he would continue to be faithful to the covenant that you made with Abraham, Lord. And this will, Lord, we have our own motive in this, and that's for the nation to be blessed and not cursed, Lord. So that's what we're asking for now. Great blessing on whatever is going on with Israel. He would do what's exactly right according to your word and your will, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, Iran is energized and guided by Shiite Islam, which is obviously an enemy of yours, Lord. And they are hardened in this, Lord. Reject your word, reject prophecy, reject Israel. And Lord, they have been trying for about 25 years now to build a nuclear weapon. You know, a great amount of time was thwarted by Israel, Lord. They were able to assassinate many, many top nuclear scientists. They were able to put, what would be the word? I can't think of the word. Sabotage is in my mind. Viruses in the software that really turned everything upside down, Lord. And there were numbers of fires, Lord, that caused, all this caused tremendous setbacks, Lord. However, it did not stop. It greatly slowed it down, but it did not stop Iran's coming to the point where it is now. So, Lord, Iran, they have taken an oath to destroy Israel. And I'm asking, Lord, that you would do unto Iran what it is attempting and planning to do to Israel. No more, no less. But in this, Lord, I'm asking that you protect the believers and that whatever is going to happen is going to accelerate the amount of Iranians coming to you as Savior, Lord. Thank you for all the reports we hear from Iran, from the Iranians coming to you. It's exciting. You know, right under Satan's nose, right under Allah's nose, you have all those believers coming to you. Thank you. Thank you for the faithfulness of your people in Iran. That's just wonderful to hear. Absolutely wonderful to hear. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. And again, we surround President Trump with your prayers, with our prayers, and we're asking that he will do the right thing according to your word. So far he has, and we ask that he continues now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Sister Kathy, do you have anything you want to pray for in this second round?
Okay, great. All right, absolutely. Dear Father, I just come before you and I ask for a prayer of the safety of the people overseas, no matter what country they are from. A lot of people, or most of the people over there, are innocent as to what is going on. And we need to pray for them specifically that they come to know you. It is so important that they hear about you, dear Father God. And like it said that you won't be returning until every person in the deepest, darkest place on earth hears about you and has that chance for salvation. And we do want that to happen very, very soon, because we all want to go home to be with you and our loved ones. But dear Father, we know that all of this will be in your timing. And when you feel that everybody has heard about you and has had that chance. So dear Father, I just want to pray wholeheartedly for everybody who's in Israel, everybody who's in Iran, everybody who's along all these places that we've been talking about. for so long here over there in the Middle East. And I just pray for your knowledge. I just pray for everybody's knowledge. I pray that my knowledge is increased to everything that's going on. And that I just feel the need to pray even one more prayer a day. And stuff is just so, so important. And dear Father, I just thank you that I can pray. I can open up my mouth and I can call out to you and ask for forgiveness. And I can tell you what I need forgiveness for. And I can just feel that overwhelming love that you have for me. And that love that I want everybody that I know to feel. Because you do love them, and they need to come to learn to love you. Or know that you love them so that they automatically love you. And I just thank you for that, dear Father God. And I just want to pray for again for everybody who's here in the prayer room, and they're praying right now. They might not be opening their mouths, so we can hear them, but they're praying. And that's what's so important. And dear Father God, I just pray that we all have a wonderful, wonderful night's sleep, even though everything's going on. But then we wake up tomorrow and we're able to turn right back on that prayer. If we do need to pray at the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, and the end of the day. And I just thank you for being able to do that. And in your name, I do say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Sister Kathy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God, for all you've done, all you're doing, all you have planned for us. Lord, I do especially pray for the people in Los Angeles. I haven't heard if that's still going on, but Lord, I'm sure they're regrouping if it isn't still going on. But Father, we bless those people to see you high and lifted up. And Lord, let them come out of their darkness into your marvelous light. You can bless, you can change, you can empower and equip. And Lord, you told us to pray for people. And that is our joy. And Lord, that is our responsibility. So we pray for those that are walking in rebellion, and that's so many people in Israel right now, Lord, and over and over and over again, they have repented and then they backslid. And Lord, one day will be the last time they do it, and I'm praying and believing this is getting close. So Father, help them, help people like Sandy and Oded over there with King's Tabernacle or whatever, I can't think of the name, but bless them, and Joshua Aaron and all of the people that are messianic, Mike Evans and the ministries that are true Jesus Messiah believing people. And we pray they will engage and enact this last dish move of you, God. And Father, I thank you for the revivals of the past, and I thank you that they're going to break out, Lord, in newness and in fervency and intensity. And Lord, we're just expecting to see this next move of you. And it is so, so special. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're doing. And thank you for all the people you're using to bring the end near. And we just are so glad to be alive during this time, because we truly will see you come in the clouds. I just truly believe that. And again, I want to pray for all. I thank you for all that's been prayed. Because, Lord, when we said amen, it didn't end. It's still going round and round and round and working its power. And we just thank you for faith, knowing that when we do what you tell us to do, you do the rest. So we give you glory, honor, thanks, worship, and gratitude. And we say, great is our God and greatly to be praised. And thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. And now we have Paula Jean.
Oh, I think I've been doing a lot of prayer, but I'm going to say amen to Kathy's, did Jesse or Charles have a chance to pray?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the second go-round.
Okay. Well, I just, because I butt in and said I wanted to pray, and I did pray. And so I thought maybe I'd taken my turn. But Father God, I'm sure that you could use a prayer lifted up even more for those pilots, the IDF pilots going out and coming back and going out and coming back. The continued protection is incredible. It's been supernatural and very gift of yours. And I pray for continued protection for every single jet fighter from Israel to make it back to the families safely. And I pray for protection over the families that are rushing to the shelters and having the anxiety. I pray peace be there with them to help calm them down so that their nervous systems don't get exhausted, and help them to find good constructive things to do with those that are there in the shelter with during the time that they have to be down there. And I do pray that the shelters are stocked with plenty of water and perhaps some nibbles. So, Father God, keep taking good care of them. And I do pray that you be glorified all the time as they realize that you're there with them and helping them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, then we would have Rita.
And this one we could pray for whatever we feel led to by our own hearts, right?
Yes.
Okay. Father, you have said that if we pray anything in your son's name, you would give it to us. I am holding on to this promise, Father, that you have given to us, that when we pray in your son's name, our prayers will be answered. And I thank you, Father, for this promise, this very special promise that you have given to us, Father. Father, I pray for Larry. I pray that you would protect him when he goes down to York City and Lancaster City, Father. And that I pray, Father, that you would give him the words to say to those women that are going down to those clinics to do an evil deed, Father. They're going to go down there and kill their precious babies. And I pray that you will, whatever, anoint what Larry says to them, Father. And I pray, Father, that these women, that are going down to these two clinics, you will convict their hearts of what they're about to do, Father. And Father, I ask that you will close these two clinics, York City and Lancaster City. Close these two abortion clinics, Father. And I pray for the women, Father, that has gone down there and has had abortions. I pray, Father, that you would bring these women to repentance, and that when they come to repentance, Father, that they would turn to you and to your son and ask forgiveness for what they have done, and that they will find strength in you, Father, for forgiveness, Father. And Father, I pray for Bishop Reinhardt, that you would guide and direct him, and that you would strengthen him, encourage him, and comfort him, Father. And I pray for the orphans, Father, that are under his care, that you would heal their little hearts and that they will accept your Son as their Savior, Father, of their lives when they come of age, Father, when they know what's right and what's wrong. And I pray, Father, that you will encourage them when they are sad, Father, and that you will wrap your arms around them when they are scared. And Father, you have also said in your word that when our mothers and father forsake us, you would take us up, Father. And that's what I'm asking that you would do to these little orphans that are under the care of Bishop Reinhardt, that you would take him up, Father, into your arms. And I pray, Father, that food, water, clothing, and shelter will be provided to these orphans, Father. And I pray, Father, for Jack, Susie's cousin that's been in prison so for a very long time. I pray that you would soften his heart and open his eyes, Father, that he may see his need to accept your Son as a Savior. And I pray that you will change him, Father. He has to be cold and hard, Father. And I pray that you change him from that, that he will repent and come to the saving knowledge of your Son, Father. So I pray this all, Father, in the glorious and holy name of my Lord, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Sister Kathy, did you go for the second time?
Yes, sir, I did. Thank you. But let me add a couple more things.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for Mary Mosley. We pray healing for her. Lord, we pray for Michael and Robin and their ministry, Lord. We pray for Dave and Willie and Pastor Fred. We thank you for them. We pray for Steve there in Long Island, and we pray for Greg. Lord, help Greg. He's just standing in the need of prayer. And then we pray for the other people that are reaching out in ministry, like Dan and his wife, for the tour in Israel. Lord, we pray for Pastor Dove. He's coming back, I think she said the 17th, and we pray for him and just minister, Lord God, for his travel over there, his well-being over there, his digestive system, his stamina, Lord, no knee pain, no leg pain, no back pain, just complete, total feeling good. And that's what we need for our Pastor Dove. And Lord, as far as I know, Pastor David Jeremiah started his teaching session in New York today, unless his health hindered him. But Lord, he will be teaching till the 21st. We pray, oh God, for all the outreaches, all the events for prayer, praise, worship, thanksgiving, and we just give you glory, Lord. Again, we pray for Pastor Chaplain John, minister to the highest rest in his body tonight. Just supersize his sleep and let him not wake up at 4 o'clock, Lord. Let him just sleep all the way through to 6:30 or 7. That wouldn't be a hard thing for you. And it would be a very beneficial thing for Chaplain John. Thank you that the tree didn't fall on the house. And just thank you for fathers. And thank you for the fathers that are good fathers, and we pray for the ones that are not. And we pray for the bad memories of people who had terrible, terrible or absentee fathers. It is an ongoing, long-term thing that people have to suffer from or suffer from. They can be healed and delivered and set free, and I pray that will happen for everybody that's just needing deliverance. So thank you for all the fivefold ministry, their spouses and children, home and foreign missionaries, Christian TV, Christian radio, YouTubes, Rumbles, all the ministries that are doing, that are getting the gospel out. And again, we just praise and worship and thank you and bless you and honor you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, amen. Amen. So I think unless anybody else wants to pray, we can go into a little music. I mean, we prayed a good hour and a half. So, Paula Jean, do you have anything else to pray for?
I just want God's will to be done and for everybody to be drawn close to him. I just, you know, don't want people to miss the opportunity that we have. So, Father God, I'm just putting it up to you and asking for all the help that you're willing to give in that great outpouring. Even when you want to do it in little spots, do it however you want, Father God, but I just don't want anyone to miss an opportunity. So I'm asking for continued mini outpourings until you give us the big one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Sister Sharon, anything that you want to add?
Yes. Yes, I want to pray in agreement with everybody that we just need to ask that everybody has the opportunity to hear about you, your Father God, and that they don't miss out. And that when they have somebody approach them about you with a pamphlet and a brochure in hand, and they see that you are on that piece of paper and or the familiar numbers 666 is on that paper, that they just don't try to shut down the conversation, that they use this opportunity to hear what they want and need to hear. And that is about you, is our Father God, and that the person handing out the brochures is able to talk about you openly and freely, that they are in an area that is safe for them to do so. It's not every spot on this planet is a safe place to do this, but we must go forward and do this as much as we can and where we can, whether it's safe or not. And I just thank you, dear Father, that we can pray, we can come together, and we can enjoy each other's prayer, because I have enjoyed everybody's praying tonight. It's been a wonderful, wonderful night of prayer, and I just thank you for the opportunity to be able to pray and to want all my fellow friends to become Christians if they're not at this point. This time is running out and everything, and they just need to come to you and ask questions about you and want to learn about you. And I'm also praying in agreement, I think it was Kathy, I said that Chaplain John needs to turn off that mental alarm clock that goes off at 4 in the morning and just let it sleep a little bit longer, just a tiny bit longer each morning until it goes to right about 6 o'clock. Get those extra couple hours of solid sleep, dear Father God, so that he is feeling much more rested. And I just want to thank you for Chaplain John for everything that he's doing to enlighten us, to encourage us, and just to give us a place to come and to pray and to be together with other Christians. It is so important that we have this opportunity. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Gigi, anything more that you'd like to pray about?
I don't know. Is there anything? I mean, we've been praying for Israel all day. So is there anything that you'd like me to pray for?
Well, you mean personally?
It doesn't matter, whatever you would like me to pray for, whether it's personal or not.
Okay. The doors are opening up for me to speak in July. Pastors are going on vacation. So, this Wednesday I'm starting up Bible teaching again at Word of Life. And what I think I'm going to do, because of the hour we live in, some fresh teaching on Bible prophecy. I'd like to start with maybe Obadiah, because everything kind of revolves around that. And I'll touch upon Elam. But yeah, there you go. You could pray for that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Lord, we just thank you that you neither slumber nor sleep. So when we're asking you, you're not taking a rest. You're listening to us. And I just love that you are eternal and beyond time and space. And you see everything. And so, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that John has to teach. And we pray that you would give him the inspiration and the teachings that need to be taught at that church. We bless this opportunity that other people go on vacation and John is able to step in and bless them. So we're just praying that you would give him very clear direction on what to teach and how to teach it, and that people would be blessed and that it would encourage them to continue to pray and seek your face and read your word, Lord, and believe your word. And it's pretty incredible that we are looking at Bible prophecy coming to light. It can be frightening, but it's also very, very encouraging. So we just lift your name up and we praise you. And we ask you to be glorified in whatever John is doing. And bless him and protect him, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's a very nice prayer. Thank you. And then Rita.
No, I just said I want to thank this Lord, thank my Lord God for this prayer group. I'm just so glad I belong to this prayer group. So thank you, Father.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. All right. So we have about 20 minutes of music left. I mean, we prayed everything there was to pray. So, Sister Sharon, let me get over to YouTube here. What song would you like?
Well, okay. How about Don Moon and Our Father? Thank you.
Okay, we'll go with Rita, Sister Rita.
Oh, okay. I got Guy Penrod and Shout to the Lord.
Sister Rita, how is your knee doing?
Oh, you know about my knee? It's actually it's been doing better.
Good.
You
gave that testimony that time about needing, I guess, like an electric cart there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, right. Yes. I mean, it just floored me when I saw that electric cart in front of my car. It was like,
there you go.
Here,
it was, all right.
I could hear the word saying, here, Rita, here's this electric cart. And so, yeah. And actually, I asked for prayer at one of the prayer we've had this last week or so, and my knee actually is doing a little bit better.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get Guy here.
Okay. Thank you for asking.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar. The sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I had in Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. To the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty,
mountains bow down,
and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy.
Okay.
Captain Don.
Yes.
Jerusalem's Cry. Oh, that's a song. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Nana Deb, who can't speak, and here she can only type, she was said Jerusalem's Cry.
Can you hear Jerusalem's cry? Can you see the storm on the rise? Look around, you can't deny this is the hour of heaven's time. Armies gather in the east for the war that's soon to come. Death will march with the mark of the beast. So seek the light and walk with the sun. Soon we'll see his wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. When you hear the trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry. Black and the moon blood red, and the stars fall from the sky. The word of God in the Bible says we're living in the end times. Soon we'll see his wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. Trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry. God has answered Jerusalem's cry. Soon the dead in Christ will rise and join him in the sky. And even unbelievers will see God has answered Jerusalem's cry. God has answered Jerusalem's cry.
I think we're out of time here. Let me check the time. Yeah, we had a real nice prayer night tonight. Really, really good. So, well, we got 5 minutes left. Let me get over here. Paula Jean, have anything to say in a minute or two?
Well, Heavenly Father, if there are people that wanted to come and weren't able to make it tonight, I pray that you be with them, that you be bringing them comfort, you be just taking care of what their heart needs are. And I just pray everybody knows that you're with them and that they can turn to you if they have a need, an answer that they're looking for, and that you are there to guide them and protect them and bless them in whatever ways they need. Father God, I do pray that all of us are being led as to what to eat and not to eat, and how to get the sleep that we need so that we're taking care of the temple in a way that keeps it stronger and more usable by you, Father God. Help us to hear your lead and be obedient. And I just pray that you be glorified by the actions of those who are looking to please you, and that by looking to please you and to obey as much as we're able, that it does please you and that we receive joy from that. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Sister Sharon, you got a minute?
Okay. And dear Father God, I just thank you for this final minute that I have to be able to pray and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for all the prayers that have gone up. And thank you for all the prayers that people are praying quietly to themselves. And dear Father, I just I pray that if anybody has anything they need to have prayed for, that they can come here to us, that they know that they can, and we will be more than happy to pray for them. And I just thank you for the privilege of being able to pray for people. And as a group, I think that it's one thing that we have learned to do is to pray for each other and to worship you, dear Father God. We know that you are who we worship, who we were raised to worship. And some of us came to you later than others. And some of us came to you when we were just little things, coloring pictures with our Sunday school teacher. And dear Father God, I also want to thank Chaplain John for doing Vacation Bible School all last week. And I know that he thoroughly enjoyed it, and so did the people that were with him. And I just am thankful that we were able to get little snippets to hear about it. And I just pray, and I'm so thankful that that tree did not fall on John Jr.'s house, yeah, and that they do check for ground safety before everybody's walking around on that lawn and stuff. So Jesus, I just pray for everything that needs to be prayed about. And I just pray for everybody's safety, their healing, and their salvation. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Tomorrow morning, I will be at the Bible study. Oh, the prayer. It's actually a prayer group, not a Bible study. I'll be at the prayer group. And then tomorrow night, I'll be back. So Sister Kathy and Sister Sharon are at the helm there tomorrow morning. So God bless you all. It was a wonderful, wonderful prayer time. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, amen, thank you. In Jesus' name. And remember, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure.
O God of burning, cleansing flame,
send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift today we claim.
Send the fire today.
Well, God of Elijah, hear our cry.
Send the fire.
Oh, and make us all fit